Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score. That was a lot of fun. Congratulations to Dustin for his performance on Friday. Mr. David, first text here on the screen says, morning, listened to Dustin on Friday, thought he was very good, sounded as competent as his production does every show.
Morning, Molly. Happy Monday. Yeah, that was a very solid effort on Friday. A job well done.
Yeah, it was
very
great.
Much a lot of fun. They went with it, and Dustin delivered. Big D, do we have to start calling you Big D?
No.
Big D. Big D delivers. Good job with Coombe.
It was great.
The pregame, smooth. The postgame, very, you fit in 10 pounds in an 8-pound bag.
That's right.
It's a lot.
It's a tough putt.
Tip
there.
Tip of the cap to everybody who has tried to fill in for Zach. I mean, Zach makes it sound effortless. And if I ever was to get the opportunity again, now I know what I'm getting myself into. There could have been a little more prep for that post. There was quite a bit. And as I was telling Mully right away, as he was being complimentary and very nice this morning, is that when you have a 2-1 game, you're trying to find things to talk about, right? Situations and plays and all the great sponsors we have on Cubs Radio.
And it's not a situation where he can bring any grievances he might have about the lineup or other things to the airways.
No. That would not be fitting.
Not in the postgame show.
Not the time or place. No,
he had to wait till this morning.
Yes.
But Dustino, I thought that you did a really good job up and down the line all the way through. I was surprised you just didn't take a few phone calls.
Well, that was forbidden.
I know
that
it was
forbidden.
I know.
We were told several times.
What is
no phone calls unless there's a no hitter.
What is the line that we are constantly told to ask for forgiveness, not permission?
Yes.
Yes. Never ask for permission. Only ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
But I think it was wise to ask for permission there.
Yeah. It was. We learned that there was no phone calls going on.
It was fun.
It was great. Dustin, you did a great job.
And Coombe and Zach were really solid the rest of the weekend.
It was great.
It was a great time on Friday.
It was good to hear Matt back on the air.
Yeah.
It was great. The whole thing.
And the Cubs winning the series helps a lot, too.
Yeah. I mean,
for Cub fans.
Well, especially the tense nature of every one of those games. I think that, it was a little difficult. No complaints.
Oh, it was tight.
All that matters
was
is
tight.
You win.
Yeah.
But they didn't really blow anybody out.
And Friday was the difficult loss because obviously it was 2-1. They didn't manufacture any runs, but it was a moment. I mean, seeing Paul Skenes on Friday at Wrigley Field pitch as well as he did and Cade Horton matching him pitch for pitch was something you'll remember because it was one of those moments where you had the best right-hander in baseball, perhaps, and Cade Horton.
You had to be bursting with pride.
I was proud.
And you were very correct in your assessment of him. He did a great job. I texted you that.
You did. That was very nice. I think it's one of those, you just like to see
big moment
compete
for him
at a high level. When a prospect approaches his potential, it's fun to see. And the Cubs didn't have enough that day, but it was not because of Cade Horton, who was very good in 5 2/3 innings.
The White Sox swept in Texas, but those were all close games. They actually competed and played pretty well.
They did.
They just came up short each game, so that was kind of interesting.
Well, they are more competitive. They are more lively. They're 4-18 in one run games.
Well, that's a serious problem.
That is. Even if you're 500 in those games, you start to win some of those games. You figure out what's wrong, why you're not winning those games, and then you're on the road to somewhere. And it does seem like the White Sox just can't win these close games because the little things, like yesterday, trying to steal second without any explanation why. Rojas.
You got your best hitter up. And
Mike Tauchman,
and
first and third,
and one out, and then all of a sudden,
sack fly scores, ties the game.
And then that changes the at bat, and then he strikes out. He did not look happy with that decision.
Tauchman,
didn't seem happy.
He looked like after he struck out, he was like, and I even Ozzie alluded to it in the post game.
Yes.
He looks ticked off. He looks like, what are we doing here?
I wondered the same thing. But, all in all,
Josh Rojas. That's a veteran, right? That he should know better.
Well, Ozzie, what was it, the Friday game? Ozzie talked about they got guys that don't belong on the field playing. And that's part of the problem.
That's one of those things where you expect more from a guy who's been in baseball for more than 5 minutes. And they have their share of those guys. How about them claiming a first baseman on Friday, sticking him into the lineup, and Noda.
Ryan local Noda. Guy made good.
Local guy,
and,
yes.
And they sent Tim Elko.
Yeah.
And he homered.
I know. But
is that hilarious?
He's Mr. AAA.
I know.
He's the Sox version of Matt Mervis.
That's kind of what you conclude.
I am sorry. Yeah. It's the truth, unfortunately, because he strikes out all the time at the majors. They sent him down and he homers again. Like, welcome back.
Tonight is a big night for baseball. Big happenings in the game of baseball. Your guy, Shohei Ohtani, back on the bump.
Back on the mound.
Isn't that crazy?
For the Dodgers, it is crazy. 21 months after Tommy John surgery. This was a huge weekend in MLB.
Oh.
Because of, obviously, the Ohtani news.
And huge trade.
And the huge trade. Rafael Devers.
There's some huge trades all the way around.
Yeah, I love a good blockbuster trade. But let's stick with Ohtani because I think it is a big moment tonight. I wonder if you're the Dodgers. We forget how good he was as a pitcher, perhaps. But I think they haven't. And I because my first inclination in hearing the news and the announcement was like, I wonder how that's going to affect him at the plate. I wonder if he's still going to be as good of a hitter when he goes to the mound to be a lights-out pitcher. And then I think, well, they know what they're doing. He did it before. He'll probably be that good again. But I do wonder.
I wonder, are they happy with him if he's not pitching? Did he want to pitch? I couldn't help but wonder what drove this. He's ready, he's back. It was always
what drove this?
Or is he the guy that wants to be on the bump?
Don't you think it's got to be part of it?
I think, I don't think they'd do it if he didn't want to do it. But I'm just wondering if he's the one driving this bus.
Is he calling the shots?
That's what I wonder.
They are 43-29. They have a 2-game lead over the Giants, who they just beat last night, and a 3-game lead over the Padres. They're in the midst of a pretty good race in the NL West. They must have concluded that they are a better team with Ohtani in the rotation or being an opener, as he will be tonight, and rather than him being a full-time hitter. I think I might be content with him being a full-time hitter.
Well, especially after an MVP.
Wouldn't you worry about diminishing his effectiveness at the plate by putting him on the mound, or is that overthinking it?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like I said, I want to know who's driving that bus. I think that would, if it's pushed by him, I think you go along with it and you see. But if they're, and I don't think
they've had their share of injuries in the rotation.
I know they have.
So that's why they probably have made some. Or they have a need that exists. But I also think if they get healthy and they've got the best rotation money can buy, I don't know that it's such a good idea to make him a two-way player.
But it's going to be curious. It's always a curiosity, and I'll be, you know, very interested to see how it works out for the guy.
Yeah, it's going to be a moment because the best player in baseball taking up or resuming a second position and not just your ordinary position.
Reminding you why he is the best player in baseball, his unbelievable versatility.
Yeah.
It's incredible that he can do both those things.
It really is. It's such a high level.
I totally agree with you.
And I just, do they bat him anywhere differently in the order? They take no different approach offensively if he's pitching. I suppose not. So he'll still be there leading off and pitching tonight. Mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani. That'll be a moment. You know, that the big story you alluded to, the Dodgers were playing the Giants.
Yes.
And the Giants
now have one of the great sluggers in the game.
Well, they trade for Rafael Devers. They make the trade within an hour of the first pitch. They scratch their starting pitcher. He's part of the deal. He goes to Boston with three other players. And the big part of this deal is that the Giants pick up the entire contract.
Oh, I know.
That's a huge commitment for a guy who has, one of the best sluggers in baseball, but also identified himself as a little bit of a diva this year.
Well, I mean, I guess diva would be the word. I mean, here's the problem with that. You know, if you're Craig Breslow and this doesn't work, who's at fault? You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't believe the amount of vitriol was aimed at him on Twitter from Red Sox fans.
I know.
They are really not happy with the move.
Well, it isn't every day, though, Molly, that you trade somebody who has, number one, all of those offensive weapons. He's, in terms of tools, he's one of the best sluggers in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
But also, the trade was so shocking. He's got it's a $254 million deal.
Yeah.
They're going to take on the entire contract 8 seasons after this one for Rafael Devers, $254.5 million. And he's having what for him is a career year so far at the plate. So you're right. If he goes there and he helps them, say, beat the Dodgers.
Well, if they compete and they get to the play, they won. Haven't they won that deal if he is as good as he should be?
So what responsibility do you place on Devers in this situation?
Well, I mean, as we know, they benched him from third base. He was their
third baseman.
They replaced him. They made him DH, and they told him he was going to DH, and he pushed back on that, mm-hmm. and they told him he was going to DH. Then they had an injury at first base, and then they wanted him to play first base, and he said, no, I'm going to DH. You wouldn't let me play third base. Then they tried to get him to play third base at one point because Bregman was out for a little bit, and he said no. That they put it, like he kind of held his breath until he turned blue. You know, he kind of was it was a childish response, but he kind of blamed them for it.
It was a petulant response. He blamed on the Red Sox.
Very petulant.
And
but he's still a great player that you invested a ton of money.
No
in.
Doubt about it. I think that if you're making what he's making, wouldn't you
be a team guy?
Be a team guy? They have made you, and your talent is why you're making what you're making. But at the same time, I think that if he read the room, you'd see, well, they're trying to get better by going out and getting Alex Bregman.
Yes.
I think that if I were a team guy, I would accept what that meant to the team and do whatever was necessary. And he still did. He must have been a very difficult guy to manage, or else they would never have made this move.
Well, I wonder.
And Buster Posey now, the aggressive Giants executive, goes out and gets somebody. And it doesn't seem like from what you read about Buster Posey, the way that he manages things, if Rafael Devers is a reluctant Giant, it's not going to go very well. He wants everybody on board, gung-ho, let's go. And maybe he will be after change of scenery, but it is one of the more unusual trades because you just don't see guys dealt at this stage of their new contracts.
You know, you don't see guys dealt at this point in the season either.
Right.
You just want it out of that. You just want it away from the guy. They had enough in Boston, but the problem is he's unbelievably productive.
He's so productive.
And I think that I don't know that was a great move for them. We'll see. We'll see how they do. But did Boston ruin their team by signing Bregman? Would the Cubs have been ruined if they had signed Bregman?
No and no.
Yeah.
No and no. I think that Bregman going to the Red Sox was turned into a negative, but not by him and not by them.
No, but
if you are a front office, they were congratulated, as they should have been, for going out and being proactive and investing the money in a third baseman who's an all-star third baseman.
But don't you anticipate anything that could come up? And don't you kind of cross your T's and dot your I's and make sure that that's not an issue? Don't you go to the guy and talk to him? If he's your highest paid player, aren't you including him in these decisions you're making?
Well, if he is your highest paid player, then I think you owed him the professional courtesy of telling him what your plans were. I don't know for a fact that they didn't at least communicate something to him about that. I also think that
he seemed caught unawares.
He did seem caught unawares. But I also believe that, let's say worst case scenario, they popped this surprise on him after he had signed his 250, whatever.
It's a lot of money.
Generational wealth, $250 million. Dollars. Let's leave it at that. Mully, come on. It's baseball.
You have fun at the ballpark.
You're there.
I gotcha.
You're there not for your glove at third base. You're there because you have bat will travel. And you're going to hit the ball a country mile and all those things. So, yes, just get in the batter's box and produce.
The thing that you can't help but go back to, and I don't blame any one person for this, but that team that won the World Series, what year did they win the World Series? 17, 18? It's not that long ago. There's nobody left, no starter from their starting lineup. Their regular starting lineup, they've gotten rid of everybody.
Totally turned over.
They've turned over the entire roster. You know, you lost Mookie Betts, best players in all of baseball.
They traded Mookie Betts,
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying.
Different regime.
I know.
But same idea. Boston fans must feel like they're tortured. But I do also think this. They've got another wave coming up. Well, they've got, you know, Roman Anthony and Christian Campbell and guys who they believe are the next winners, the next batch of winners. And to some degree, if Rafael Devers was committed to being unhappy, that has effect on the entire clubhouse. And I think it's absurd to think, well, you're better off by getting rid of one of the best left-handed power hitters in baseball. But they must believe that that's going to be, there's an element of addition by subtraction.
I guess. I'm just saying. It's crazy to me. I was like flabbergasted by that one.
Nobody saw it coming.
No.
The baseball assembled national media were like shocked.
Yeah, everybody.
And this was on, you know, it was Sunday Night Baseball, and they're like, what happened? And they're really, that took over as the main storyline, as it should have.
It's incredible.
And it was incredible. And it was not the only blockbuster trade in professional sports over the weekend.
No. I mean,
Desmond Bane.
Yeah.
Who knew that guy in the NBA was as good and worth as much as he turned out to be?
I can play baseball well.
Not that Bane.
Not that Bane.
Not that Bane.
I don't do a good Bane, sadly. But
No, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Were the Bulls in on that one?
Well, thankfully, no. Help me. Make it make sense, Brandon. Make it make sense. Desmond Bane goes from the Grizzlies to the Magic for
KCP, Cole Anthony, and then like
four draft picks.
Unprotected
draft
first picks. Round picks.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
They got a really talented roster. Okay. I'm just saying.
Which team?
I'm talking about Orlando has like an incredibly talented. They've got young players,
yes,
that are all. I mean,
they
now
do.
Caldwell
Pope and Cole Anthony were deemed expendable because of the roster.
How good that roster is.
But four unprotected first round picks. That's what I don't understand.
I don't understand
what the NBA is doing now these days. Yeah. You got Bridges who went for like five, and then got Rudy Gobert went for four, and now really your third option on the Grizzlies go for four unprotected first round picks is crazy.
It's crazy.
I don't get it. I don't get it unless they're doing a total makeover there. I don't get it in terms of why the Magic would be that compelled to get player.
I think the Magic feels like he fits their players and that they don't need first-round draft picks because they've got so many great
and then
players.
Also, too, the Magic are kind of one of the lowest when it comes to three-point shooting. So Bane adds that to them and he probably gives them. Them, probably fits Ben Carroll and okay. Wagner, all
I get
those guys.
I get that.
And Wagner.
I almost get
they got a good roster.
They do, and fitting the player in makes sense, but giving up what they had to do, give up to get him doesn't to me. And I wonder this, and if Desmond Bane is worth that to the Magic, did the Bulls at least have a conversation? How much different is Desmond Bane to Coby White? They're not that different of players. If you do the comparison, and I looked at it like over the weekend, they're not that different.
Listen, Kobe's really come into his own in the last year.
I know. And so you look at what they're – if they're
He's
able to get
two
that
jumps.
For Desmond Bane, what could the Bulls get for Coby White?
I don't think he's quite where Bane is at this point. I mean, but he's good. Coby White's good, and they should hang on to him.
You think they should hang on to him? He's going to bring him two players and four first-round draft picks, maybe not.
Well, no. I mean, if he brought that kind of a ransom, I wouldn't hang on to him. But I wonder, didn't it feel like they looked around the league and decided that's the guy that fits my group best, so we'll go get him?
Yes.
That's what it looks
like.
I gotcha. I mean, four unprotected firsts sounds like a ton. But if their great young players don't get hurt, I don't think it's going to matter.
It also underscores how the last two trades we're just talking about, nobody really saw these coming.
Mm.
Devers to the Giants, nobody had.
Mm-hmm.
Bane to the Magic, I don't think that was even rumored. And all of these, you know, all of these NBA insiders didn't really have any of that indication. I wonder what the Bulls are working on, and we have no idea. I wonder what they might be working on, and we would be like caught off guard if they, in fact, pull off a blockbuster trade. Be something, wouldn't it?
Oh, be something. It'd be something unbelievable, but it's not them.
You don't think so?
No. Do you?
I can't. I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering, could we all be shocked one day when we come in here.
I'd love to be shocked.
Were you shocked by the Billy Donovan contract extension?
No.
No.
No. Okay. I was pleased by that because he's their best player. Isn't that sad? Did you watch the end of the U.S. Open? You didn't have to watch the whole tournament. But J.J. Spaun, they had a long rain delay. What was it, 96 minutes? He comes out at the end of that, and he hits a 64-foot, 5-inch putt, the longest putt of the entire bloody U.S. Open.
Talk about clutch.
And he wins $4.3 million with one putt.
Well, yes.
I'm just saying. That was the winning.
It was great drama, and it was a great moment. But that he would have won if he had a two-putt, too.
Oh, I know. But,
but it was more dramatic, sinking it.
And it's more dramatic to say it that
way.
Because I have watched friends of mine, you know, miss gimme putts because it was like they were going to win. We're going to win this foursome and our bet. And I watched a buddy of mine kind of shake a little bit as he missed
this
a putt.
This guy was fearless. It was fearless.
And this guy nailed a 64-foot, 5-inch putt. Are you kidding me?
I was watching, Molly. I know you guys are happy for me. I was watching.
I was stunned when you sent something out. I thought for sure.
Well, I sent out the text that said something to the effect of, I doubt that it will spawn a new era of pro golfer, but good for JJ.
Spawn. That's good.
Well, it was a great effort because you know what? It made him the only golfer under par.
Only one.
The only one under par. And that's what I think was special about it. You had the two putt, he would have been even, and then he won it that way. Was the only one under par.
I think cash in that way is pretty cool.
Okay, that is true.
Honestly. You know, I could seriously five putt that, okay?
It might have been. Those greens were crazy.
Oh, I know.
That whole course.
Unfair to golfers.
Why did they
make
that so hard? And then the weather cooperated by making it even harder.
Yeah. That was really difficult. No question. It was really something.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.